Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I wonder why we as human beings, when we second guess something like that, our voices go up like that when we do that.
It's
almost every time you say blah blah blah. This and wait, did I already say that? Your voice goes up and you start talking like this. Why does it do that? I don't know.
Actually a Nat Geo special that broke down, and culturally, where other cultures will
don't do that.
Will yes, they'll do another sort of
a thing that's
right.
That's just common to them.
To them, that in would suggest lexicon. That they're confused in their tone. It's funny. It's the way. But universally, if you start to do that here, people know you're questioning your
Whatever you just said.
Right.
You're questioning yourself.
I was watching this show on Netflix called Messiah, and in the show, the gentlemen that were speaking Arabic, and I was as I'm watching, I'm like, if I were born and raised there, would I be able to make those sounds? Like you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No, they would stop you from doing them.
Watching Jack Ryan, there's a lot of Middle Eastern language, and it just sounds like people clearing their throats to me. There's a lot of and things like that.
A lot of Farsi is indistinguishable
exactly.
But to us, but there are subtle nuances that you're just born to pick up on.
And we have you ever watched videos of foreigners doing what they consider to be pretending to speak English?
Yeah, it's funny.
It's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very odd.
Well, they know this is the right language.
And there it is. But I mean, if you were to pretend like you were speaking, you know, an Asian language or something like that, you just make sounds that you hear are common in that, and it's just gibberish that you're saying, and they do the same thing with English, and it's funny to hear.
All my dialects are hyper versions of
sure.
the, you know.
Yeah.
But as time advances, everything sort of gets homogenized as our exposure to, you know, the likelihood, like, for example, in Star Trek, it's been pointed out many times that Scotty would be that far in the future going, well, I got to know ya. it would be mitigated over time, you know?
We don't have a common language by then.
The warp factor engines are in distress.
Exactly. But listen, one of the, I was going to do a segue, but forget it.
Do you want to just do a regular bicycle?
No.
Yeah, just do the segue.
No, I was. My segue was going to be, you know, a lot of times you do the Russian dialect.
Yes. I do it with great pleasure.
Exactly. And one of the things we see coming out of Russia actually a lot are dash cam videos.
Yeah.
Tons of them. Loaded with dash cam videos.
Tons of them. In fact, there are a couple of Twitter sites that I follow that are almost exclusively things seen from Russian dashboard cameras.
Right. And the reason I bring that up is because Nick had sent over this story. It was about PennDOT. Starting to use speed cameras, but this was interesting in speed cameras specifically in work zones. But I read this, the automated systems are mounted to vehicles and use cameras and speed timing devices to catch motorists traveling above the posted speed limit in active work zones. I always thought speed cameras were just stationary and that you knew where they were. Sometimes even Waze will let you know, there's a red light camera ahead and we'll give you a little warning.
I got busted by one coming north on 95. I think I talked about it on the air, north of Baltimore, north of the tunnel. And Preston, that camera was mounted, I think, on a porta potty. It was a construction zone.
Stop
it.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It was a construction zone. And so
how fast was the porta potty going?
No, it was stationary.
Oh, okay.
But because it was a construction zone, the speed limit, I think, Steve, was 55, and I was going probably 65 or 70. Or something like that.
Yeah, they can mount, as you obviously porta potty, they can mount them just about everywhere.
Right.
Okay, so maybe these vehicles must be stationary.
Yeah.
That was, I thought Correct. It was a moving vehicle doing this. I'm like, what's the point of that? Okay.
Yeah, right, I got pinched by one. It's similar area. Mine was closer to DC though. I had to get off of a highway to get onto a highway, and so I was kind of like looping around on some sort of like clover leaf, and I got pinched there by some camera, and I didn't even know.
I got it
weeks
in the mail.
Later. I got it in the mail.
Okay, yeah,
and
me too.
So how do you even fight that?
Right, and I didn't because I don't think you can.
No.
Well, a lot of times you may not even remember. So how do you fight that exactly?
You can't fight a porta potty.
You get pulled over. It's fresh in your mind. And maybe you can say, look, here's the extenuating circumstance of why I might have done this infraction.
A question, if you did fight it, if the porta potty did not show up to court, would you be let go?
Technically, you're off at that point. Yeah. But listen, if you do get busted, so they're going to do this mainly in work zones because that's where the hyper-focus is, where you really work zones and school zones. You need to do the speed limit.
It's honestly, I see guys out there and I see people being reckless. It is it is such a dangerous thing to do when they're stepping out into the street and you know, they're working and people going through the road cones quicker than they should. It's a good idea to just be as safe as you can. So I understand the need to clamp down on this.
But it was leading to a larger discussion that we had kicked around off air was having a dash cam on your own vehicle.
Yeah, my wife is actually talking about getting one because of she's in sales, and so she's on the road a lot, and she has a coworker of hers who was at a stoplight. And they were just sitting there at the stoplight, and the guy walked across the street and then jumped up on their hood and acted as if they had gotten hit by the car. Yep. And then little did they know that they had a dash cam, and so they were able to – and so they were able to, you know, dispute the fact that that
it was a setup.
It was a total setup. And so my wife's like, you know, that's – I probably should get something like that just to cover my ass.
My brother-in-law has one on his. He's got one going forward and backwards. And I forgot the scenario, but it was a fender bender, and the woman who he had the fender bender with was claiming that it was his fault. It was clearly not his fault, and she's going on and on about it, and he goes, you know what? I have a camera on my car that got the whole thing, and she quickly changed her tune immediately after that.
You know, so the conversation has come up. I actually priced them out. You can get them on Amazon, and you know, they're readily gettable. I just want one that, you know, that would not be, you know, this elaborate thing, and they're actually fairly small. I think I'm going to go through with it because it's. I think for that purpose alone, Preston, to simply have a way of chronicling exactly that sort of situation would be worth it.
I have a question about that. With the video, does it record and then store a certain amount and slowly delete?
There's like different options.
You
can
do different options. Yeah. You can have like different the same way with like with your, every so you're driving for an hour, 2 hours.
You're driving around.
And then it'll record. And then if you want to save that, or you can hold on to it for a while. The storage capabilities of these things are pretty ridiculous.
I was curious if it just keeps rolling all the time and slowly deletes the tail end. Like
it's
you know
got to
I mean?
Do almost like a DVR, right? So like the like when you have a channel on, it's you can basically rewind it for an hour, you know, without actually recording anything.
That's what case, I mean. The last time I really looked at these things was about a year and a half ago. So I'm sure the tech is even better now for your options. The trick would be, though, you know, for you want to have enough storage space where someone says, you know, were you driving, you might have seen, I think like 2 weeks or something. At least.
Wow.
You know, I mean, so that you can hold enough information because to figure how much time you're in a car.
Yeah.
I was just thinking a couple hours or whatever. So in case something, that's interesting.
Well, I don't know. I would assume because like with the security cameras around my house and in the house, in the cloud, you can store a lot over, I think it's at least a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's probably like a USB that you can plug into and what are those things called? Like a disc. What are those things called? Oh, my gosh.
A USB port?
USB port, but what do you stick into the USB port? What's that called?
A zip drive.
A zip drive. Yeah,
a drive. Okay.
So there's probably, you know, things you could take in and out, and much like the DVR, it's going to continue to record, and then if you want to capture it, like in a DVR, it's like, oh, you know what? I kind of want to hang on to this. If you just hit the record button, it's going to save whatever, however long you've had that channel on.
This is how you think it works?
This is how I think it would work.
Okay. Yeah.
The tech is moving along. If anyone has one and it's a state of the art, you know, please let us know.
First, let me go to Joe here. Hi, Joe. Good morning. Joe, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Morgan. How we doing?
Good. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I was just trying to listen to the comment on that.
Oh, you're breaking up.
We've heard it a thousand times.
Hold on. Try again. Go ahead, Joe. Nah, you're breaking up.
Joe. Put him on hold and come back.
All right, I'll put you on hold and come back in a minute. Let me first go to Matt, who can explain the loop recording. Hi, Matt. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, bud?
So dash cams, it's called loop recording, and they are always recording 20 seconds at a time. And so for every new second that comes, it deletes a second 20 seconds behind you. So you can have them set to activate if you get hit or something. And once it senses that, it will now keep the 20 seconds before that happened and save it, and then start recording and saving everything to the SD card or its internal memory, whatever it has.
Let me ask you: there've got to be ones that are longer
That are, you know.
Yeah, you can set the loop. Some, I don't know, different models might be able to set for a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I'm sure there are ones that you can set it to record nonstop, and you just have to keep replacing the, you know, the memories when it fills up.
Right. So if you have, I'm sure a lot of them, like, just patch right through to your phone, you know? I mean, if you're running video.
Yeah, because, like, your Ring doorbell.
Yeah. Like a Ring doorbell type thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but most of the consumer level medium models have that loop recording, so that when something happens, it already caught the 30 seconds or whatever leading up to it.
Do you have one, Matt? Do you use one?
I actually just got one for Christmas for my pop, for my work band.
There you go.
It is installed, and it has 45 seconds loop recording. It's the Roby dash cam.
I think, honestly, for businesses too, where you're driving around, like you said, in a work van, mm-hmm. that's an invaluable thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'm self-employed, so if something were to happen, you know, it's my livelihood. I want to be, you know, be able to hold someone accountable.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Did you see the footage, Preston? Thanks, the man. Guy who was booking down, I think it was in Connecticut, going 100 miles an hour. He had his dash cam on. He's acting like a lunatic. He starts to take a turn, getting off. He's taking it about 80 miles an hour. Mm. They had the whole thing, all the footage from his dash cam. Oof. Now he survived because he was seat belted in.
Right.
But, you know, in some cases, you can catch the driver doing crazy things.
Yeah.
So, Steve, to one of your questions earlier, a friend texted me and he said that they had a pedestrian walk into her while she was driving. So this became an issue for him and his family. He works in the insurance industry, so it really helps with accident situations. He said it costs less than $200, super easy to install, lots of options out there, and records for hours and hours at a time, up to weeks, and then records over the oldest of the data.
Huh. Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Let me go to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, morning, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. All right, this is Joe, who was on earlier. Now we got a good signal. What's up, bud? Yeah, tell us your story.
In a bad spot there.
Yeah.
I was talking before, and I wanted to comment on the dash cam issue. I myself have been involved in an accident where dash cam came in handy. I'm a commercial driver, and I work for a company that had put dash cams in all their trucks, mm-hmm. you know, just in case, God forbid, something happens. And I was coming down Route 15 for Williamsport, and, you know, it goes two lanes to one lane for like a quarter mile, and it goes back to two lanes. Well, the guy didn't want to get stuck behind me, apparently, and tried to pass me on the shoulder, and he didn't get all the way past me when he came around, and ended up clipping the front of my truck and veering off and to the other lane of traffic and causing a major accident, keep another car and whatnot. And, you know, he went on court for, you know, a few months and whatnot, but that having that dash cam made all the difference in the world and actually pretty much saved my ass.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's hard to argue against a video, and that's part of the deal. Also, by the way, like, you remember when the meteor crash, we play the sound effect of the explosion in Russia, most of that footage, was caught on dash cams.
Wow. All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, see ya. We got a bunch of people that have had this has helped them out. I'm going to go to BJ next. Hey, BJ.
Hey, it's actually CJ.
All right,
where's
CJ?
BJ?
Works.
What's up, bud?
And I said C as in cat. To try to explain that, but I guess it didn't work.
C as in bat.
Yeah, they probably heard that. All right, what's the story,
anyway,
bud?
So, my dash cam has saved me so many times only because the few accidents that I've gotten into, if I didn't have the camera, it would have been one of those 50-50 scenarios that the both insurance companies would agree that it was both our fault.
No, you're right. And a tremendous amount of insurance cases end up exactly like that. So how many times, can you give a specific number, how many times you've been saved because of the dash cam?
It's a high number.
Okay.
Everyone that I surround myself with, they all think that the dash cam actually jinxed me.
Like, it's causing accidents now.
It's actually causing accidents, but yet I've never actually caused myself the accident. It was always someone else hitting me. So, it's jinxed.
Hey, I wonder, do they have, so you're catching everything in front of the vehicle, obviously, but there are people who rear-end you, and that can happen in an accident scenario. Are there?
Well, I do have a rear camera, too, because you can get smaller ones that just go in the back, and they're all hardwired, so, like, there's no wires dangling.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can get one to go into the cigarette lighter, but, like, if you want to be safer, you just get it hardwired in, and that way, right when you turn your car on, it starts up. But another cool thing about them is if you hardwire them, once you turn your car off, it will have its parking record. So anytime it senses motion, it'll start recording, or anytime there's movement or vibrations on the car, it records.
Wow. Dude, I like that because I've seen that, like, where people get their cars nicked or scratched or someone's and they have footage of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, Teslas have that on
Sometimes. Teslas have that, yeah.
And it uses a low power mode, so it doesn't drain your battery.
BJ, how much does something like that cost?
Well, medium range, if you want to get a medium one that's not, like, has good quality, it's probably about, like, you know, $150 to $300.
Okay.
For a decent one. But you can get, like, still good. A $50 one is still going to save your butt.
And is that for just one or getting the front and rear?
You can get combos for that price, too.
Okay.
And, Bo, and another thing is what I think it was Casey that was talking about. You can, if you're actually at the accident and you want to show the police officer the footage, you can actually Wi-Fi connect to the dash cam and just download it real quick to the phone and then show the police officer at the accident.
That's wild.
It is cool. You know what might also be, if you don't have, say, that if that's not your financial resource, pay a sketch artist to sit in the car.
Sure, the whole time.
Yeah.
Smart.
Just, you know, a good one, though, because the rendering has to be somewhat accurate.
Maybe somebody will do it for like $20.
Like a court. Sure. Sketch artist.
Did he have a mustache?
BJ, thank you.
Why is he holding this large tennis racket?
Well, I just wonder if I have obviously the backup camera on my car, but I also have a little camera in the front. So, like, if I'm pulling in somewhere and I want to see how much space I have, there's just a little button that I push and it shows me how much, you know, it shows me a video of the front of my car.
Doesn't it kick in automatically? Your proximity detector probably turns on your front camera. Right.
No, not like that. I actually, you know, I'll
roll them.
No, I'll get like beeping and stuff like that. But if I want to see the front camera, I have to hit the front button. There's just like a little button near the gear shifter. But I'm wondering if there was a way to sort of retrofit dash cam into the already existing cameras.
You'd probably be looking at somehow of effing up stuff and also avoiding the warranty on that equipment if you did it after factoring.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering, Casey, is when manufacturers will start having, or do they already as an option have a security dash cam on?
I think that's the way the Tesla system probably goes through their parking cameras as well.
Yeah.
Now, I think you're getting a 360. In the old days, you remember when you had your backup camera, you actually had to go out and slate it like in a Hollywood movie?
Yes.
Car backing up, take one.
Let me go to Leonard, who is an Uber driver. Hi, Leonard, you're on. Good morning.
I like turtles.
What's up, buddy?
Hello. Yeah, I heard you talking, and I'm driving around, and I use a dash cam, and I swear by them. I actually got in an accident. I was in Philadelphia and some guy sideswiped my car, and then luckily he pulled over, but he tried saying that he didn't do anything illegal until I told him I had a dash cam on my car, and then he shut up and admitted to it to the police, and I submitted the footage to the insurance company, and they paid for my damages.
So let me ask you, Leonard, he sideswiped your car. Was that accident in the camera's range of vision?
Yes, I have a camera that records forward and backwards, but also has a 180 view, so it's kind of like a wide angle view.
Okay,
so it records pretty much everything.
All right, wow. That's wild because you know here in Philadelphia, the amount of insurance stuff is off the charts.
Like, I had it happen last year,
man. It's crazy.
I got rear-ended, and the guy completely flaked out, never paid me. And if I'd had a cam footage, it would be able to hold a guy accountable.
Yeah,
you know? It really sucks. So I'm glad that it's being applied for these.
Philadelphia, Nick, is one of the worst cities in the country for it.
For what?
For insurance claims and things like that and fraud claims and stuff going in. That's why you see the commercials on TV all the time about insurance fraud's illegal.
Right, you know? Right. I'll go next to Adam. You're on the air. Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's okay.
Hey, I use my GoPro instead of a dash cam. I don't have a story about it or anything. Luckily, I haven't gotten into an accident with it. But
okay.
I use that instead.
All right, so you just have it velcroed to your dashboard, and you hit record every time you start driving?
No, they come with these sticky mounts that go on the, like, I mounted it to my windshield right behind my rearview mirror.
So, okay.
You know what? What you could do is use your nanny cam, the teddy bear, and just sit down on the dashboard, Preston.
So Adam, yeah. do you have to engage it every time you get in the car?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so you just hit record, and I haven't used my GoPro in a long time. Does it have that looping effect on it, or do you have to, you know, when your disc is full, do you record over stuff? How do you do it?
I only use it sparingly, so I haven't got to the point where I had to loop over something yet. But I think it holds my SD card holds like 5 hours of driving.
Okay. All right.
My commute's only 45 minutes, so I don't use it too much. But
so take the long way into work.
Yeah, but you can still knock that out in a week if you're, you know, easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, so go. Right. Well, older. It's older tech.
I wouldn't remember to turn it on and off.
I know.
Yeah, I'd need something that's specifically set to turn on when the car comes on.
Like a 16-millimeter camera.
All that stuff.
In a box.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Sit on the dash. No, yeah, the tech is, a GoPro is more specifically for you recording that event, you know, and that's it. I don't think it's a dash cam. It's probably the most effective way of getting what you want.
Hang on. Let me go here to Zach, who is an Uber driver as well. Hi, Zach. You're on. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know what they say about Uber drivers?
What?
They can't get out of the cock a duty car.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Nicely. Get out of the cock a duty car.
Well done.
Thank you, Zach.
You made Casey's day.
I love you.
All right. What's up, man?
Just saying, the past three times I've called in, I have tried to tie that one in.
So, with the do you use, obviously, you use cameras?
I have a dash cam. I've been doing Uber for a year and a half, and I've had, you know, obviously passengers can rate drivers.
Right.
And actually, as a matter of fact, drivers can rate passengers, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, you can get deactivated by passengers.
Yes, if
someone were to claim that a driver was drunk or high or something like that, Uber can deactivate you. And that actually happened to me.
Okay.
So a passenger called and said I was drunk while driving. I sent Uber the video on my dash cam. They saw I clearly wasn't drunk and I clearly was driving fine. They reactivated
it. Hey, let me ask you something, Zach. Would this passenger, did they have an issue with you, or did this just come as a complete surprise?
I have an idea of which passenger it was, but they don't tell you which.
Okay. Sure, that makes sense, yeah.
To keep everything anonymous and whatnot. They just seemed in a foul mood.
Huh.
You know, I've gone online and I've looked up, you know, why people complain and why people make false claims. And a lot of times people are just trying to get free rides.
So yeah, which at the cost of your way of earning money, which is a complete dick move.
Mm-hmm.
So with this in the camera configuration understanding, you have a camera facing forward as well as one back into the car?
Yeah, so my camera has two. Okay. So I've got one facing in front of me, and I've got one looking inside the car. And I think since I've gotten the dash cam, I've had less complaints and less issues because some people, like I said, will complain, try to get, you know, their money back or something like that. So this kind of cuts down just on its mere presence that, you know, people aren't going to give me trouble. And then it's also a safety thing. It, you know, someone could rob me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
Someone could really mess me up.
Yep.
But I've got dash cam in the car, so people are already like, all right, this guy's got me on film. I probably shouldn't do anything.
Yeah. To me also, if you're a passenger, to me that also shows that the person's taking security steps, that they're probably a more cautious driver and more aware of doing things by the book.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it, man.
Not a problem, guys. Take
all right,
care.
We'll see you. Here, Zoe had one where it saved her ass one time, but she didn't even have the camera. Hi, Zoe. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Preston. Hey, bitches.
Hey,
what?
What's up, Zoe?
What's up, guys? So I got hit and run over by a car on the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Oh, my God.
Hit and run over by a car?
Yeah, by a... So I got rear-ended at the light, right at Franklin, you know, right at the light where you're at the bottom of the bridge on the Pennsylvania side.
Yeah.
And it was the red light, and she just slammed into the back of me, and I was like, what the... And I jumped out of the car. And I maybe said some things to her, and she didn't like it. And so it was bumper to bumper. She had nowhere to go. As soon as the light changed, she couldn't get around me. So she just drove over me. And
what?
On the bridge. Thankfully, I didn't even have a dash cam, but a box truck who was two cars behind her got the whole thing on camera, license plate, went to the police with me. Waited with me for the ambulance, went to the police.
Wow.
Picked her up 2 hours later.
Damn. What a godsend, because, you know... So I talking about like the Ring cameras and things like that, security cameras around the house. There's been a couple of incidents where I've been able to help neighbors, you know, get this stuff that otherwise... I mean, if you didn't have that camera, Zoe, again, as people say, it's one word against the other person's word, and you don't know exactly what happened. It was right there.
Zoe, a couple of questions. Number one, were you hurt bad?
Incredibly, yes. I'm still technically in recovery.
Oh, my God.
I have lifelong injuries to my back.
Oh, Jesus. All right. And then when did you ever face this woman in court?
Oh, well, it's funny because we're friends of friends on Facebook. She's an attorney.
She's an attorney, and she drove over
you. She was an attorney. She's going to jail, right?
No. You know what? She did not go to jail. It's so messed up that Delaware River Port Authority takes over when you're on the bridge. Technically, Philadelphia police don't have that jurisdiction. Neither do New Jersey. It's Port Authority. So it's really messed up. It's so messed up. The case went... for years, but I got paid, thank God, because there was no disputing it.
What the hell?
Not to mention she was a lawyer.
How can this...
Oh, and not to mention she owned...
I didn't hear.
So, yeah.
Okay, all right. Interesting. All right, thank you, Zoe.
That's crazy. Hey,
no That's problem. Wild, man. A hit and run. Well, thank God there was the camera... two cars back. So that's another thing. You can also assist if you've got one of these.
Yeah, I mean, you would have been... Again, in multiple cases we've heard, you've been, especially just that thing, that lousy move of going and, I've heard about it before, Casey, about jumping up on the car and claiming you were hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a scam as old as it gets, and yet it still works.
Yeah, my friend is a police officer, and they were doing an emergency drill. And so they had like a SEPTA bus, an old SEPTA bus that they like flipped over to its side. And so this is like a training exercise for the emergency responders. And somebody had happened to cross this, thought that it was an active crash scene, and ended up laying down, acting as if they were one of the victims on the bus.
God.
Come on.
What?
Oh, yeah, you'd mentioned this.
Yes.
It's insane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hurt so much.
Oh, my back. My neck and my back.
I love it. All right. Well, anyhow, it's something I want to look into. I need to. I definitely would like to get the dash cams. Speaking of the cameras, though, they're putting them up in work zones. PennDOT is. And these are, you know, speeding cameras. They're going to make sure that you're not speeding through these marked areas. And I've got a couple of locations where there are five work zones with cameras that are going to be used right now. Berks County, I-78 between mile markers 35 and 43. In Bucks County, Route 1 at 276, where 276 and... Wait, 276 is the turnpike,
turnpike
right?
Turnpike, yeah. There's a lot of construction right there.
So the turnpike and Route 1, that whole...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're completely... Coming back from parks,
I know. Yeah,
totally.
I got turned around.
Yeah,
it was like an M.C. Escher painting.
Yeah,
I'm like, where am I going?
I'll tell you what, though, what they're doing that merge off of the turnpike to Route 1 was, I mean, it was scary. So what they're doing is, I think, going to be, you know, a lot better in the end.
It's one of the main reasons I never liked going over that way because of how poorly designed that those mergers are. So all right, so there's Cameras in there in Monaco, 476 between mile markers 31 and 38.
That'd be on your stretch or just north, right?
So, like, well, it's
heading up to Quakertown.
Yeah.
There's all that construction going on up there.
That's correct, because I'm around mile marker 30, so it's 31 and 38. And then on Route 1 in Philly at Wayne Avenue Viaduct.
On the boulevard.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's... those are the locations.
So if you're driving along and you see in your rearview mirror a porta potty with the lights on.
Yeah, watch out. No, but there are going to be speed cameras, so you got to watch it, because your first offense, you get a warning letter, second offense, $75 fine, third offense, $150 fine, and possibly beyond. So it can be pretty steep.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.